Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike's Beer Bar for our Pony Pierce's cancer event. 7:30, I'm going to get my nipples pierced because of my horrible Steelers-Bengals prediction. And hopefully a good time is had by all. A good time will definitely be had at my expense. And I'm fine with being the sacrificial lamb for a cause like this. At least right now I feel that way. We'll see at 7:35 if I'm still
I think you're gonna run
the same jovial spirits.
You're going to run through the gamut of emotions. Like, I don't mean to make light of it. It's not like you're not sick or anything, but I think you're going to go through that, like, when you get really bad news, the bargaining, all that stuff, denial, anger, bargaining, accept. Eventually you'll get to acceptance right before that needle hits.
Somebody asked me today if there's a chance my nipple will explode.
What if they think it is, a balloon filled with liquid?
I don't know, man.
Do people not, like, think before they ask you this stuff? I am, though. Every time I
said no, I've never heard of any, like, piercing gone wrong stories where that happened.
I got to say,
like, why are you grabbing your nipples right now?
It's just making me uncomfortable thinking about poor old you. You're going to get pierced here.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can listen to Starkey every Wednesday and hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. It's time to talk to our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, Matt Clement, who's told us in the past that he has always been a card enthusiast going back to his days. But even before he became a big leaguer as a kid, he loved cards. Matt, a little birdie told me that you have a lot of LeBron James cards. Is that true?
Yeah, I made a pretty good investment on some LeBron James. A lucky investment, I'll call it. He was used to be my favorite player, I'll say, until the decision happened. Mm-hmm. And when I was rehabbing my shoulder injury, and it would have been his second year in the league, I introduced myself to eBay and made some purchases along with some other bad ones along the way, but the LeBron ones of LeBron ones have definitely paid off their value compared to some of the Maurice Jones Drews and Jarius Norwood and Greg Jennings I took at the same time.
I don't know why Jarius Norwood being in
So wait grade. A minute, Matt, like, how much do you think you ballpark paid for those, and what do you think their value is roughly today, if you had to guess?
Ballpark paid, I would say, because I probably have – I probably at the time when I did it bought 50 to 70 different cards. Of the high end ones, they're like autograph ones. There's probably 8 to 10 of those in there, and some were graded. And I would say ballpark for the autograph ones, I never paid probably more than $50 to $80. And the straight up base cards and different things like that, I'm sure I was paying like $25, $30.
So and what are they worth now?
A lot.
I don't think he wants to say. I think it's one of those they're
Come
worth
on,
so
Matt,
much
tell
I don't
us.
Want to say.
Well, there's just so many of them. Like, you know, there's so many different kinds of different. You know, they're worth $1,000s. I can tell you that.
It sounds like he could send a child to college for 4 years on how much these are worth.
Wow.
Could I send a child to college what they're worth? I haven't currently looked. He's not as hot right now as he was at one point. Just because of some of the drama that follows him around. So at one point during COVID, I probably could have. Right now, I'm not sure.
Did you get yourself some, like, Wemby cards when he was a rookie?
Ooh.
No, but the other pretty good move I made that's relevant at the moment right now is I for about a two-week span in spring training coming off his first Tommy John, I did buy myself some Ohtani.
I knew you were going to say that.
Wemby was too expensive. There was no value in buying the Wembys, even though I think, like, I was very interested in doing it, but, like, there's got to be a point of you got to get them, and his cards have never been cheap. Cheap, but even, like, realistic.
Our boss, Craig Riley, he apparently is one of, like, the only people in the world who made a reasonable amount of money off of NBA NFTs. He said he put a deck on his new house because he bought NFTs.
What are NFTs?
Non-fungible tokens. Before the rug got pulled out there, it was like you could buy a moment, Luka Doncic hitting a game-winning
three.
And he
didn't actually have a hard
copy
of it.
No, it was the whole concept.
Just a picture of it.
Yeah, the whole concept
online
was completely absurd. Craig made, like, I think, almost five figures off of them.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he got out before the when the going was good. Matt, I have to ask you this basketball question, though.
Yes.
So you said LeBron was your favorite player till the decision. Favorite is not the same as best. Is he the best player you've ever seen?
No, it's not even close. Jordan is number one. No argument. It's a tough one. I can't even take reasonable criticism on this one or from the other side. I just go to 6-0 in the championship and didn't have to move other places to help him win championships.
He wasn't anything special in the playoffs till Scottie Pippen got there, but this is a sports show in Pittsburgh, so I will refrain from having this argument until we can have a couple beers and do it.
Matt, how about the World Series? A couple quick questions on that. 18-inning games that last more than 6 hours. You cool with that, or do you think they should take the runner starts on second base rule and use it in the playoffs?
No, I think in the playoffs, that's part of the intrigue of it, honestly. Like, I love what they do in the regular season. I didn't think it was a good idea in the regular season originally, but I get the idea behind it. But it's the playoffs. That's part of the – I think it just brings so much into, like, last night, right? Those starters – it was so apparent that those starters last night went, like, they had to go a certain amount of innings to make that game – to help for the rest of the series, to maybe, like, win the series. Like, those two pitchers last night, if one of them gets knocked out in the second inning, that might be the difference in this series.
Yep.
They both made it through seven, but, like, some of those arms, I mean, how great was it? Yamamoto was going to warm up after throwing a CG the game before. Like, is that probably safe? No, but I just, like, you want to gain some respect for somebody? That dude just threw two back-to-back CGs in the playoffs, which hasn't been done forever. And he's going to warm up to win that game in the 18th inning.
What about Ohtani getting something not even Bonds got, the, what, four intentional walks treatment?
Yep.
Just getting treated more, what's the word I'm looking for, deferentially and more fearfully by the opposing team than even 0-2-era Barry Bonds got, Matt. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, he's one of a few people ever to, like, get walked with nobody on.
Would you want to do that?
Because that's an admission that your manager doesn't think you can get him out, that he's going to do damage. Like, that would be an ego blow to me.
I think, to an extent, yes, it is. But also, it's like how can you argue with it? And with what he's done, I mean, his last seven official plate appearances at home, he had five homers and two doubles, and that's mixed in with all the walks that were with it, and. You know, it's a situation where, like, it's a close game. I can't let this guy beat me. The amazing part is, like, the Dodger haters of the world who want to say how bad Ohtani is or whatever the case may be, they're like, well, he has two Hall of Famers batting right behind him. That makes it even more incredible that they're walking him and showing, like, the respect that they have for him right now.
Matt, we had Jason Mackey on our show a few days ago, and he heard through the grapevine that the Pirates' payroll for 2026 is going to be $90 million. What do you think they can win with a payroll at $90 million?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Million.
Well, I'll try to take the positive end of this. You know, you look at the Rays, there's a $77 million last year, and they didn't have a great season, but they're usually in the mix. The Guardians were $100 million. They had a miracle get in the playoffs with that, which is $10 million more. And then at 110, you had the Brewers, who we all know their success, and the Reds, who made the playoffs. So is it possible to make the playoffs and make a run at those numbers? Yes. You kind of have to be perfect. But then the other side I'll look at is this. That's a $90 million payroll. I don't know what Paul Skene's salary is next year. But if he was getting paid what he's worth, that's like a $30 million pitcher, at least right now, is a $30 million pitcher. Cy Young, back-to-back all-star starter. So you can kind of add, we'll say we're adding $25 million on Skene. So the 90 basically is 115 right there. And if he even performs like 80% of what he performed of in the past. So that makes it a little bit, I guess I'm trying to be on the bright side of this thing. Is it going to be hard? Yeah, it's going to be hard. 90 million compared to these teams. I mean, everybody thinks this is David versus Goliath. Toronto has the fifth highest payroll right now.
Yeah.
It's $239 million. Like you don't win without spending money. And the people, that's why I give the Brewers so much credit, because they've figured out a way to win without it. I don't give them fluff for losing in the playoffs, because, gosh, what they're doing is amazing how they've been able to do it. So, and they're talking about they're getting rid of Peralta, they're saying, already. And that's their number one starter because of the money side of things. So is it possible? What can they do? Yeah, they can, because I think the fluctuation of what the salaries should be worth of those pitchers that are in young contracts, even Jared Jones coming back, could make this salary feel more like 130 or 140.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. Matt, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.